This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
From now, I would say previously before coming to the ATL center, I had no idea about even a copper pipe. What I know, I've seen copper pipes in the kitchen, bathrooms and stuff before, but I had no idea about them. But I would say just for 2 days, I've learned so many things. I've not done anything in the kitchen, but if I stand in the kitchen now, I know I can do some things in the kitchen that previously I will ask myself, because I never even know how to cut a copper pipe, and I don't know how easy it is to cut a copper pipe. But now there's so many things that I've learned, how to bend and stuff, which is... So I would say if other students are also on the same course, all that they have to do is just concentrate, study what they are doing. And then when it gets to the practicals, they should just get ready for it. And it's straightforward. It's nothing to worry about. And I think they're going to get it.
I'm sure they would much appreciate your advice. And they will listen to it carefully. I want to ask you, how are you finding the tutors and the practical training in center? Are they helpful?
For the tutors in this practical center, they are really good. I'll give them 10 out of 10. Yeah.
That's a good credit for the tutors.
Yeah, they're very good. Graham, the tutor for the plumbing, is really, really, I'll say, really good. Anything you ask him, he's able to explain, and the way you get it just once, you know what I mean? So I'm really grateful for the course itself.
And what is the big plan for you, Patrick, when you finish your course and become qualified? You already mentioned that you wanted to set up your own plumbing business. But what's the specific plan for you?
Okay, the actual plan is when I leave this place, I've still got my job going as a security guard. I'll go there, carry on going for a while, and then I would find a plumbing company, or I'll contact any businesses that are plumbing business that are looking for somebody to work with. Even if I have to go on a work free, voluntary purpose, I'll just work for at least maybe a minimum of 6 months or something with them, by working for them for free, just for me to go get what a lot of people claim experience. I think the experience you get them here, what we are doing right now, is what I would call experience. But in maybe other man's eye, they might think that's not what they call experience. Maybe they want you to work for a company or something. So I work for a company. Either they pay me minimum wage or just anything to get that experience. And aside, I'll be doing my own jobs at home, like for friends, relatives and stuff. People that knows I can do it, you know what I mean? Then whilst I'm going on, then I'll think about starting to establish my own business.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified. But till then, we wish you best of luck in your training and in your exams. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.